Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On our CUNA media call this morning, CUNA's Chief Advocacy Officer Ryan Donovan talked about the Fannie and Freddie Mac adverse market fee that's looking to be implemented here pretty soon. He provides an update on what's going on there and a little bit more, so check it out.
We continue to have significant concern with the plans by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, as well as the Federal Housing Finance Administration, to impose an adverse market fee of 50 basis points on refinance mortgages beginning on September 1st. We wrote to the agency a week before last. We've been working with housing, financial services, and public interest groups calling for the fee to be withdrawn. Jim Nussel had a conversation with Dr. Calabria of the FHFA last week to get a better sense of the agency's plan in this regard and to encourage the agency to withdraw the fee. And we're going to continue to work on this with our industry partners and also our league partners in the coming days.
And here's a follow-up question from CU Journal's Jackie Stewart.
Okay, and then just to ask about the adverse market fee from Fannie and Freddie, do you guys have any sense of how much that might affect the credit union mortgage market? I mean, is that going to, I guess, decrease member demand for that type of credit since it's going to make it more expensive?
Well, you know, I think that the most significant concern is the immediate impact on loans that have been locked in and the cost, okay. You know, the cost of the loans have been locked in. We're talking about 50 basis points in a pretty low interest rate environment going forward. You know, so it's going to have some impact, certainly. But I think that our immediate and sort of visceral reaction was, you know, what's the rush here? If you were to put the fee out a little bit further, everybody could anticipate it and prepare for it. So that was sort of the visceral reaction. And then the second part of it is just questioning and trying to understand the necessity of it at a time when, the economy is fragile and many homeowners are struggling. Some are using refis to help stabilize their near-term economic interests. And it just seems to fly in the face of what we're hearing from other policymakers, both Democrats and Republicans in the administration and on Capitol Hill, that everybody should be doing whatever they can to help struggling homeowners. So, like I said, at first it was sort of this visceral, what's the rush? And the second is, you know, why are we doing this? Why are they doing it in general?
Thank you very much for that information, and stay tuned for more news here on CU Broadcast.